whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I hear you, but you know what? I'll take it this far, though. When you look at guys like Fred Warner, George Kittle, you see Renardo Gray, you see D'Arbiter Lenore, Dre Greenlaw, Hufanga for a certain period of time, Brock Purdy for whatever, they've nailed picks. So, you know, like the draft, the NFL draft is the ultimate crapshoot. There, every team, every year, there's every fan base out there. I bet you the Raider fan base, I bet you the Charger fan base, I bet you the Ram fan base, Seahawks. Every fan base every single year gets mad about a certain pick. And they're not going to go 7-for-7 or 8-for-8 or 9-for-9.
30% you're lucky. Is elite.
You're lucky to get three players, premium players. And you could whiff on a first-round pick, but what if you nail that fourth-round pick? And that fourth-round pick can become a star. So I'm not going to be doom and gloom about this. I'm open-minded about it. I think Lynch and Shanahan haven't. They played in a lot of high-level games over the last 5 years. They're not going to be the 100 next year.
No.
They're not. They're going to be able to sit back, kind of reassess everything, and I think they're doing that now. And I do believe, and like, you know, I'm not saying, look, I want to be clear. I'm not saying the Niners should select Tyler Warren at number 11. Let me make myself clear, because I know how so many idiots get down. I'm not saying take the tight end at number 11. If he's the best player available, and Lynch and Shanahan wanted to go that route, I would not be mad at it because of the things you could do with Tyler Warren. Now, if they took an edge rusher and it's a young man from Georgia, hell, I wouldn't be mad at that either. I get it. You need another edge rusher. You need a tackle. I'm cool with all that. But if you take the best player available and he happens to be a tight end, so be it. I don't think that's rolling the dice. I think Tyler Warren's going to be a good player in the league.
Yeah.
I'd be shocked if he wasn't a good player in the league.
Yeah, but I think that people expect you to do, like, you know, you have to draft four Pro Bowlers right away. That's unrealistic. It the is. Greatest draft of all time in Ninerland is usually like 86. Like that's the one that they'll throw out. There wasn't one in Hall
80,
of Fame.
80, was it 81?
Or well, ahead, yeah, the, 81 was a great one when they drafted their full secondary, basically.
Yep.
And they got one Hall of Famer in Ronnie Lott, you know? Yep. But like Pittsburgh Steelers were the only team ever to like to pull this off where they drafted Lynn Swann, Jack Lambert, John Stallworth, and Mike Webster. They got four Hall of Famers. No one's ever doing that again, all right? It's never going to happen again, all right? A good draft is like three or four could-be starters in 2 or 3 years, right? If you're a really, 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 really bad team, you might come out with 4 or 5 starters because your team's not very good. And maybe one of those guys is a Pro Bowler. Like what they did in 2019, Debo and Nick Bosa, pretty special. What the Niners did way back when with Joe Staley and Patrick Willis is pretty special. Pretty special.
Yep.
You know? And so, like, it's just, it's hard. The draft is really hard, dude. Really hard. 35%, if you hit, I'm talking about hit, like, those guys are players. That's really good.
Now, I'm looking at just, we could go through this again because we'll do it all offseason. But just look at this last draft. And David Frizzell's like, man, Cooper DeJean was out there to get it. Cooper DeJean is great. I think he's going to be a stud. He's a hell of a player.
Their secondary is that bad, though, the Niners. I didn't know.
I didn't think it was that bad either.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, they were good.
You know what? Considering what Ricky Pearsall was, coming up with 400 yards receiving, I thought he played well down the stretch. And I said, you know what? You may have a player there. The guy got hurt in training camp. Now you hope he can stay healthy. And then the unfortunate incident a couple blocks down from where we're at right now. Getting shot. Set him back. Renardo Green, you took him 64 overall. How's everybody feeling about him?
I feel really good. I feel like you have a starter.
Dominic Pooty, 86 overall.
Yeah, that's a lock starter. He was one of the few rookies in 49er history to take every snap on a line. That's pretty impressive.
Malik Mustafa, you took him 124 overall.
I have concerns on longevity and staying healthy, but I like the player a lot.
All right. Isaac Grindo.
I think he's a backup, but I really like him.
Situational football player, but could contribute, right?
Yeah, year one, I thought that he was much better than I anticipated.
I didn't expect him to play much in year one.
Me neither.
All right, Jacob Cowing.
You got a returner, at minimum. I think he can do more, but you got a returner.
Jerry Kingston, O-lineman.
Yeah.
Didn't see much of him, whatever. You're going to whiff. It's a sixth-round pick.
Yeah.
And then you get taken on Bethune in a seventh-round pick. Well, I think Maybe we're the only guys maybe a little optimistic about that.
He played special teams for late in the year. I like him.
I think he could play. All right? The year before, you take Jair Brown, who started the Super Bowl. Now I've kind of soured on him, but he was a third-round pick, 87 overall.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to focus on Jake Moody, 99 overall. And
not great.
I get it. Not great. Not great. Cameron Latu.
Not good.
Not good. So you went. Darrell Luter.
Not good.
Eh. Robert Bill.
Eh.
D. Winters. Eh. Brady Willis on another team. Roddy Bell. Jalen Greb. So the 2023 draft, it was a big miss for the most part.
100%.
So 650 saying, we didn't understand the last caller. We were tired of prospects. We need to go ready to go play football tomorrow. Yeah, we all want that.
But Dominic Pooney was literally plug and play.
Right.
Renardo Green was as close to plug and play in the secondary. When was the last time the Niners took a corner and that guy played and was good as
right
a rookie?
Away.
Shontae Spencer?
Been a long time.
I mean, I'm going way back.
Isaiah Plumber?
Was Plumber before or after Spencer? I know they played together.
He was Ohio State. Yeah, he was before, I think.
Okay, but before. Like you get where I'm going. Like they never do well with these rookie corners.
So
maybe Terrell Brown?
Right. So for all the people who say, Bonte, you're an idiot if you want the Niners to take a tight end. Number one, I don't want them to take it. I don't care if they take a tight end or not. I want the best player available. But if your premise is we want a guy to play right away, is Tyler Ward ready to play right away?
He looks like he could contribute.
Is he ready to play right away?
I think he helps your red zone.
He helps your red zone because he can high point the football. Yeah. He's 6'6". He blocks his ass off. He's a mauler. Are you kidding me? He's ready to play. He's ready to play right now.
Yeah.
Sometimes you may take him. The Raiders took an edge rusher from Texas Tech a couple years ago. Tyree Wilson's his name?
Stinks.
They took him in the top 10 overall because they needed an edge rusher.
Solomon Thomas.
You needed a D lineman. Solomon Thomas.
To this day, I remember coming out of that game, that North Carolina bowl game with Stanford and North Carolina, and I said, there's two players I'm not touching with a 10-foot pole. One, and I like Solomon Thomas. I like Solomon Thomas, and it's Mitch Trubisky. I'm not touching those two.
Oh, my gosh.
And they went back to back. And I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe Trubisky went ahead.
I still can't
Mahomes,
believe it.
I was questionable why, because a lot of people liked him, and a lot of people started moving
Mike
up
Williams.
For him. But it was
I'm
Mike
dead
Williams.
Serious,
man. No, I don't mind you.
My boy Della, I said, I will draft the entire Clemson offense.
I was all about it. I also wanted Deshaun Watson.
No, that's part of the Clemson offense.
Right, and Trubisky and Solomon Thomas, I was like, damn, really? Trubisky would have had all those guys.
That's unreal.
Let's go to Joe at Elk Grove. Joe, what's happening? You're on
the
road.
He was so bad.
So bad. He's still in the league.
I know.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Joe?
You got me?
I got you.
Hey, you know, listening to Lynch and Shanahan's press conference and Brock Purdy's our guy, don't you think we need to protect our investment?
Absolutely.
We need to plug and play offensive tackle.
I agree.
You know, we can't go into next season relying on Trent and Colton Kivitz. That can't happen. So, my opinion, it has to be offensive line, defensive or edge rusher. That's what we have to do. We can't let Brock.
I agree.
Get pressure.
I would agree, but you know? The other thing I would say to you is that there aren't a lot of rushers, pass rushers in free agency. There's going to be a lot of offensive linemen out
free
there.
Free agency.
See, I think free agency is where they could kind of like shore up the middle. And I don't know about tackle per se, because I think you draft a tackle, but I think you can get a guard. Zach Martin. I mean, even Cam Robinson is out there. He's a tackle. Maybe they bring him in. James Daniels.
We'll watch Cam Robinson on Monday Night Football for the Vikings.
I think you could spend you let Aaron Banks go and you bring in some other guys.
You know, nobody is saying. I don't think we're saying. I want to make ourselves clear.
No, we know they have to protect Bert.
We know. Number one need, Chaska asked me the other day, what's the number one need? Trenches. You guess what, Dave? The Rams has got two starters on their defensive line in the second and third round. Fisk and Verse.
Yeah.
That happened in the second and third round. You can get good. The draft is not just the first round. It's not just about the first 31 players. So what we're trying to explain here. So if you can draft linemen in the middle rounds and get some Dominic Pooney's a third round pick, we just explained this. You got a starting right guard for the next 5 years.
I had never heard of him until the Niners drafted him. Had you?
Never heard of him.
Kansas football.
Did not watch the snap of Jayhawk football. The only time I watched Kansas was this past year against Colorado. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Did not know anything about Pooney. So we're not saying ignore offensive line play. No, 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 no. We're not saying that at all. You have 10 draft picks.
Yeah.
You have free agency.
See, this is where I go back to the, you know, the Debo question, which you were asking the other day. It's like, do you want him back? It's like, I do want him back. Like right now, I do want him back. But in the right deal, you know, getting some draft capital back, you save a little money. And if I think I can get a guy in free agency, and let's say the difference is $5 million, and I could save $5 million by moving Debo. And see, like, that's where I could see the swap of moving off Debo. You get a little cap relief, which gives you a little more ammunition to sign an offensive lineman. You get a pick back. You can offset some of your other needs. See,
yeah,
I think I want Debo back, but I'm also not closing the door on fielding calls.
I'm also not closing the door trading down to the draft.
Yeah.
Because I think you can get multiple players in this draft. Is the value, and we're going to learn a lot about the draft combine and the prospects coming into the draft in the coming months, but if you trade down, is the player at number 11 that gets taken as an edge rusher, is he that much better than the edge rusher that may get selected at 20 or 25? We don't know.
No clue.
This is why you get pay scouts. This is why John Lynch gets paid the big bucks. And
TJ Watt fell in the draft.
Sure did.
I didn't know he was going to be this good.
I had no idea it was going to be this good.
I mean, because you look at it now, you're like, how did he not go 1, 2, or 3 overall? Right?
Yep.
Micah Parsons, the year that he went out. I wonder what Dallas is going to do with him. They'll never trade with us like that big of a deal.
No doubt. But
God, I just wonder what they would do with him.
Wow.
Miles Garrett.
Wow. What's a studs? This Micah Parsons is a stud.
Oh, he's ridiculous.
Miles Garrett's a stud.
He's the kind of edge rusher that I think you need opposite.
But I will say this about the edge rusher conversation. Now that we're discussing about this, how disappointing is it that John Lynch had to go out and trade for multiple DNs last season? Drake Jackson could not play. And we're talking about getting another edge rusher because Bosa needs help. Because Bosa
hasn't
been the dominant player. When Baldy came out the other day and said he's not these guys. He's not dominating backup tackles. The fact that we're still thinking about getting an opposite edge rusher, to me, it's pretty disappointing when it comes to Nick Bosa.
Oh, there's not a question. But I think it also speaks to, dear Jesus, we need another defensive coordinator to scheme some things up.
Yes.
I mean, like, am I wrong?
Yep. By the way, I don't know if you guys saw this here. Deshaun Watson. You want to talk about a guy who was headed to the Hall of Fame and then the situation happened in Houston? Well, Deshaun Watson ruptured his Achilles again.
What?
Further testing showed, and he had another surgery on Thursday to repair it. Less than 3 months after the original tear, it happened again. Watson faces a longer road back, and now he could miss all of 2025.
His career is over. I mean, it's over.
Yeah, I think it is.
Wow, that's, I mean.
You talk about what, this is probably the worst trade in NFL history.
It's the worst contract.
The worst contract, trade, whatever you want to say, in history.
Can you think of any sport where a trade or a contract could be even worse? Because everyone's going to point to the Herschel Walker trade.
Yep.
And that was good. But, like, this is the
we're going to point to Trey Lance trade. No, this is the worst trade.
Trey Lance trade's
the Trey Lance,
bad.
Yeah, right.
But you didn't give him $200 million.
Right. This is probably the worst trade in NFL history.
I got
the worst contract.
I'm gonna pull the trade up.
And he got, what did he get? $230 million guaranteed. Yeah. Guaranteed.
Shout out Charles Barkley. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
And they have the number 2 overall pick in this upcoming draft. You have to think it's going to be either Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders in Cleveland.
They're back in the quarterback market, which means that a safety, corner, lineman, edge rusher, tight end, running back, whatever it is, will now drop in the draft.
Let me read you the Wikipedia. This is story time with Shasky. The Cleveland Browns made the decision to move on from their previous quarterback, Baker Mayfield, following the 2021 season due to his poor performance while suffering from a shoulder injury. Insider reports of the Browns indicated Mayfield was considered too immature to be a team leader, leading him to be traded away to Carolina, with insider reports stating that the Browns leadership wanted an adult at the position. And that's what led to the Deshaun Watson trade. That is just,
he's played in 19 games since joining the Browns in 2022. 19 games
here. Okay,
since joining the Browns in 2022.
Here's the trade. Cleveland's first round pick, which was 13th overall in 2022. Mm-hmm. Cleveland's fourth round pick, which was 104 in 2022, the 12th overall pick in 2023, the 73rd overall pick in 2023, and the first round pick in 2024, which ended up being a 23rd overall.
So you said,
and a fourth round pick.
So you said what, 2022?
So they had a first rounder in 2022, mm-hmm. first rounder in 2023, a first rounder in 2024, and let's throw in a fourth rounder, a third rounder, and a fourth rounder. So three first round picks, two thirds, and a fourth. That's insane.
Spadoni, I need you and Carter to look up what the Texans have done with those picks. Because I think they flipped some with the Cardinals
as well. I'm looking at it right here.
But they flipped picks with the Cardinals.
Yeah. So, wow. Okay. The 13th overall pick was traded to the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay. Mm-hmm. 15th overall. And then...
took K-Don Green.
I mean, there's just so many moves. They got Damian Pierce. They got Will Anderson out of the deal. They got Tank Dell out of the deal.
Stephon Diggs by flipping one of them.
Yeah, Stephon Diggs. They got a tight end, Caden Stover. I mean, wow, they've done a lot with it. Wow. Jeez Louise.
Wow. Wow. And now the Browns are back in the quarterback market. And you know Deion Sanders has said, no, 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 Shador ain't going there.
That's insane.
Wow. So
they basically got their edge rusher for the future.
So.
And, by the way, star quarterback in the same top 10 draft.
Wow. Unbelievable. So what is Cleveland going to do? Their cap is in shambles.
That's why it's in shambles. That Myles Garrett would be traded.
Yeah, I think he would be traded. So would Niner fans be willing to trade 11 and another pick for Myles Garrett?
Are you sure it starts with a first rounder?
It may not. I wouldn't start with a first round. Negotiations, it's low ball.
Love to give them, like, here's 3 2s. I don't think that sounds stupid. I don't think they would take that.
You never know. It's clear.
I would take Myles Garrett in a heartbeat.
Oh, are you kidding me? Him and Bosa? Oh my gosh. Remember when we were having conversations about Bosa being paired in Myles Garrett?
Yeah, that was wrong. No.
It's just disappointing how Bosa, we're talking about another edge rusher, but it's going to be fascinating to see what Cleveland does here in the upcoming draft. Let's go to Bob in the city. Bob, what's happening?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, so I was just thinking one of the worst trades was getting rid of Charles Haley and sending him to the Dallas. Yeah. That probably directly cost you two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so outside of that, I believe in Walsh's old theory was to, unless there was absolutely a stud that is like Jerry Rice, you trade up or trade down, your draft picks, especially with this regime who makes all these great picks in the middle rounds. Why are they wasting that capital on number ones? I just don't understand it. So what do you guys think?
I like a trade down. Again,
I don't mind it.
What really jump-started Detroit, obviously the trade with Stafford and Goff, they traded down from 6, got Jahmyr Gibbs at 12, got the extra second-round pick, and got LaPorta.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great trade.
Yeah,
and they got awesome the guy trade they wanted to take at 6 in Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yep.
And everyone said they were crazy for taking a running back.
They sure were. By the way, can we all acknowledge, a couple years later, running backs do matter in the NFL? Saquon Barkley single-handedly changed the Philadelphia Eagles.
The reason why I know you don't, but I like Green Bay, is strictly because of Josh Jacobs. And I think Jordan Love's going to make a mistake.
Right.
I think he's going to make a play. I like Green Bay in that game. I know no one else does.
I hope Green Bay wins.
I'm praying for Green Bay.
I'm rooting for Green Bay.
If 42-year-old me was having a conversation with 18-year-old me about praying that Green Bay wins, I would be like, what is wrong with you?
But Philadelphia and their fan base, I'm not going to be mean today about them. I'll just let them live. But running backs to my point. They do matter. James Cook. Who's the backup? Ty Chandler, I want to say. Is that the backup in Buffalo? And then, of course, our boy Ray Davis.
Yes.
They're balling to Buffalo. King Henry. Baltimore. Again, running backs matter. By the way, Gibbs in Detroit. Oh.
Would you trade 30 for Miles?
Miles Garrett?
Just hypotheticals.
I need to know what my quarterback's going to be.
Yeah, I know.
I need to know who the quarterback is.
I love how offended people get when you suggest these things. other people that are very credible that have insider knowledge, whether it's Matt, you know, Schefter or Ian Rapoport, they're the ones who have put it out there that Myles Garrett has the consideration of them trading him because they can get more back because they're in a complete rebuild is out there.
If you even consider anything with Purdy, and I've learned this, trust me. But I think it was a video we clipped.
If you're asking me, would I trade Purdy, Myles Garrett for Purdy?
Yeah, I know you would do it. I knew you would do it.
Yes.
But I was sitting here. I was looking at I got home, and an old video popped up because the algorithms were all jacked up. And it was you and I talking about Brock Purdy. So I went down to comment rabbit hole. This is why I probably couldn't sleep since.
Okay.
Bonte is Purdy's number one hater. This guy, and I'm looking at the comments. I'm like, damn. Get this guy off the radio. I hate him. He sucked, like, everything because I was critical of a Purdy player, Purdy game, or whatever it was. And now I'm thinking about right now, and my boy KC in San Jose, you're like Purdy's agent. You don't never criticize Purdy. And I'm thinking to myself, damn, people, like, it's just unbelievable if you're just making the football team better. I thought it was about the 49ers, not the player.
It's about all these things. If you say something that I don't agree with, you're an idiot. I don't know if you know that. See, in my household, we would argue and have sports conversations, and you would hopefully grow from the conversation. And if somebody had an opinion that differed from yours, yes, Joe?
Real quick. Well, no, I want you to finish that. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Are you talking about the all-pro teams?
Correct. Yes, I have. Do you have the list, Bonta?
I do have the list. Well, then, go ahead, Spinotti, get some run.
Well, no, I wanted to play a game, but if you already saw it, so I don't want to.
Yeah, I already saw it.
No, here's
the game. What's the question?
Okay, well, there is one. On the first team All-Pro, there is one San Francisco 49er on the first team, Joe Shasky. Can you guess who that player is?
I swear to God, if it's Kyle Juszczyk, my head's going to explode.
It is not Kyle Juszczyk.
It should be Kittle.
It is not George Kittle.
Nope.
Who is it?
You give up?
It's not Fred Warner.
Yes, it is. It is Fred Warner, first team All-Pro selection.
I don't think that that's like when you get a gold glove when you shouldn't.
Yep.
I love Fred. I love, but can we be real?
But the two you mentioned, by the way, are second team All-Pro in Kyle Juszczyk and George Kittle.
Okay. Yeah. I just figured because there's so few fullbacks, you know.
For sure.
Fullback in Baltimore. Baltimore.
Patrick Ricard.
He's legit.
I like him.
He's a baller.
And then Brock Bowers got first team All-Pro.
Now, can you guess who the first team quarterback is? All-Pro first team quarterback.
Lamar Jackson.
Yep. Josh Allen, number two.
And they went running back had to be Saquon, correct?
Oh, yeah. Saquon, wow. This is an upset. Only one running back on All-Pro team, Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry Bay, second team. Wide receivers. Jamar Chase, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Justin Jefferson.
God, Jamar Chase's season was incredible.
It's incredible.
It was like a video game season.
Would you trade Brock Purdy for him?
Why are you doing this to me? Why are you doing this to me? You know the answer. Why do you ask questions of my wife? Why do you ask questions you know the answer to?
It's like when I asked
Jamar Chase.
I asked Stardy. Stardy, you're a Star Wars fan? He looked up slowly. He said, "What do you think?"
Like, yeah, Stiney enjoy things in life, not alcohol and golf related.
Oh man,
not a chance.
Stiney, you're more like me than you think you are.
Dude.
You know, Penei Sewell, Quinn Miners. Never heard of him. Tristan Wirfs, Joe Thuney, Creed Humphrey.
Tristan Wirfs, the guy you could have took instead of Kinlaw.
Trey Hendrickson. Myles Garrett, second team edge rushers, or first team edge rushers, excuse me. First team edge rushers, Myles Garrett, and Trey Hendrickson, Cam Hayward,
you know
Chris
funny?
Jones in the middle, Derek like, Stingley. Hold on. Let's keep going.
Tabor Pepper, Jake Moody, by the way. I was looking.
No Tabor Pepper. Wow. Marvin Moody, Mims Jr.
First team all.
Marvin Mims Jr., punt return. Right. First team all pro punt returner. Let's see here. Second team, Josh Allen, Derrick Henry, Juszczyk, Kittle, Terry McLaurin, CeeDee Lamb, A.J. Brown, Bailata from the Philadelphia Eagles, Quentin Nelson, Frank Ragnow from the Lions, Chris Lindstrom, right guard for the Falcons, Lane Johnson, right tackle, defense, second team all defense, edge rusher, wow, T.J. Watt didn't make first team. Nick Petone, Benito from the Denver Broncos, Andrew Van Ginkel is an edge rusher.
Van Ginkel was sick this year.
He was very legit. He's legit. Jalen Carter, Bobby Wagner made second team all pro.
Zaire
Franklin, Frankie Louvu, I believe that's from the Commanders. and Derwin James, slot corner. They got him as a slot corner, Derwin James. Christian Gonzalez, Trent McDuffie, Kyle Hamilton, Buda Baker.
You know, it's interesting to me that, like, if you look at sports, like, the ruthless runners of teams win, and they win big. Bill Walsh, we just love throwing out, I'd rather get you, get rid of a year early than a year late. We love praising Bill Walsh. And Bill Walsh fretted over trading Joe Montana so that he could move up to go get John Elway. He was always trying to find the next great guy, okay? And some of the great Belichick teams, like, he moved Richard Seymour. He moved Ty Law. He moved Lawyer Malloy. Like, yep. he had no problem moving off people. Randy Moss, the second he was done with him. And yet, I suggest, like, yeah, certain trades I would do, and people just, like, they just can't fathom it. And I'm like, look, man, if you want to win and you want to win big, you got to swing big and you got to be bold and you got to be decisive. You want to fall in love, not fall in life.
Andy Reid has done it.
Huh?
He traded Tyreek Hill in his prime.
Yeah, that was as savage a move as you could do.
And I remember we were in a green room and everybody's like, oh my God, the Chiefs are done. And I think you and I looked at each other and like, Andy Reid will figure it out.
He'll be fine.
He finds playmakers.
Yeah.
He's going to be okay.
Yeah, 100%.
It's Andy Reid we're dealing with. So, you know, it's not about moving out for Brock Purdy.
We're trying to upgrade the team.
So Brock Purdy's going to be fine.
But you asked the question, hypothetically, and I said that I would do
it. It's just a little game.
I love that game.
Little game. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMC.
It is.
FM and HG1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. That never gets old. Never, ever gets old, does it?
I'm shocked you talking to me.
Real quick, gentlemen, Brock Bauer is the only rookie to make an All-Pro this season. He is the first rookie tight end since 2002 to get first-team All-Pro. Can you guess that?
Jeremy Shockey.
Wow, look at that immediately. Jeremy Shockey.
It's great.
You know, the only reason why I know that is because Shockey is one of the more, like, forgotten. He was so good so quickly with those New York Giants teams, and I hated his guts. He was like a WWE character.
My guess is going to be Antonio Gates. But I don't know if he made first-team All-Pro his rookie year.
I love Antonio Gates.
Antonio Gates was sick his first year.
If you made me choose between great wide receiver and great tight end, I think I'm going great tight end.
Because he'd do more things, multiple things.
They just feel like mismatch nightmares.
Wow, Antonio Gates, 03, his first year, he only had 24 catches, 389. And the next year, he had 81. He basically just went on a heater.
Undrafted. God.
Basketball. Kid State. He was on that Kid State team.
Jimmy Graham.
He was on a Kid State team that made a run in the tournament.
His stats are 116 touchdowns.
He's so sick. People don't realize how sick he was, dude. Always open in the back of the end zone. Just always.
I can't wait for this draft.
How did that team not win a Super Bowl?
Injuries.
Coaching, too.
Tomlinson is another player. I know, like, for Raider fans, they know how good he was. He has a case for being the greatest running back of all time. That's how good he was. Yeah. Philip Rivers was also so good.
Philip Rivers is also borderline Hall of Famer. Probably will get in.
Reminds me of Tomlinson.
Yeah. Marty Schottenheimer, when he told, who's the guy who got the interception and fumbled? It's in his football life. Marty Schottenheimer's football life. Lodeal talks about it all the time. He told a young man, you're going to get an interception today. They're playing the Patriots at Jack Murphy Stadium. One of the sickest divisional round games ever. I swear to God, that game was so sick. Brady and the underman Patriots team.
Marlon McCree.
He told Marlon McCree, he goes, you're going to get an interception. You're going to get one. And he got one. And he didn't get down, and he fumbled and gave the Patriots the ball right back, and it basically sealed their fate. That team was so good. So good. LT. Oh, LaDainian Tomlinson was—he's one of my favorite players ever.
And Sean Merriman was sick.
Yeah, I know he was on roids.
He was sick.
Lights out dance was sick. And then he started dating Tila Tequila.
It's funny that you say that because I was on TV. God, it was so good. That Chargers team, all-time video game team.
Was that Junior Seau's last year with them? Because he went to the Patriots in their undefeated season the year after, right?
Junior Seau's another.
I think that was.
You guys ever watch his 30 for 30?
Really sad.
Sad.
Really sad.
Tim Ryan did a great job. He goes, Junebug's going to get his ring. And then the helmet catch happened. Junior Seau's just, I don't even think.
him and Rodney Harrison on those early Natron Means Charger teams.
This guy was just lighting dudes up. It was just like, just like he played with so much passion, three down linebacker, wide-eyed. Damn, what a time.
Fight on.
What a time to be alive. The fact that, though, I want to go back to Fairwater. The fact that he was voted in, we may not agree that he had an all-pro season, but the fact that voters or whatnot was like, you know what, Fairwater's an all-pro. The guy played on a broken ankle.
I know.
Broken ankle. It would not leave the field. We have to feel fortunate that we have that player. That player on this team, you could build around your defense, build your defense around Fairwater. That's why if they do lose Drake Greenlaw, and I know they miss Drake Greenlaw, but you'll have time to find another linebacker to pair with Fairwater. Now's a great time for Lynch and company to look at the draft board and say, who fits perfectly net to Fairwater? Well, you have the blueprint, a guy like Drake Greenlaw, right? I'm sure there's a Drake Greenlaw sitting somewhere in the draft. Hell, did we know who Drake Greenlaw was when he got drafted by the Niners?
No.
In the first preseason game, Shasky Six goes, this 57 is all over the place. I'm like, dude, he over-pursues all day long. But you know what? You could rein in a guy like that if a guy's over-pursuing, right?
Yes.
You could rein him in.
Yes.
And they reined him in and became a hell of a player. I don't want to see Drake Greenlaw move on. But I'm also okay with the Niners saying, you know what? We could move in another direction. Use that money. Would people be opposed to the Niners using that money for a tackle? And then maybe drafting a linebacker?
I would make that swap. I would invest in my offensive line. I think they need a veteran on the O-line. I would mix in a veteran because you got the young guy.
Yep.
You got Trent. I think they like McKivitz, but I think that they'll draft somebody as a swing tackle for the long term. You learn a little, and maybe you play year one, maybe you don't. I don't know. And I would invest in a guard in free agency.
Yep.
That's what I would do. I mean, they'll never happen, but Baldy already sold me on the guy from the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
If you could, I'd go all in on that guy.
I wonder how Baldy feels. This Monday night game, we're going to talk to Baldy on Tuesday.
On Instagram?
Who, Baldy?
Yeah.
He's at the Hulu flip-flops. Ball. Yeah, he's at the Hula Ball.
The Hula Ball.
Hulu Ball. Or is it a Hulu Ball or Hula Ball? Hula Ball.
Hula, not Hulu.
Hula.
Although Hulu does have live sports.
Hulu, yeah. Hulu does have live sports. That's a good call. Kind of moved away from Hulu. The YouTube TV guy, plus Xfinity, Comcast Business, all
plus
that
Peacock,
stuff.
Plus
Paramount. A lot of streaming services.
He was not a great president.
By the way, that guy... You guys love the impersonate.
Bro, yesterday.
He's the only guy who didn't have his head on his heart.
Oh, God.
Did you see that?
It was a who's who of presidents yesterday and presidential.
Yeah, it was candidates. All of them.
Well, I mean,
it was all
I'm
living
the
ones.
First two rows.
Yes.
And then you had Kamala, who has not obviously been president, sitting next to all of them.
Well, she's vice. Yeah.
I went down a rabbit hole about Kamala yesterday. I had a weird night. Weird night.
That sounds like a weird night. Weird by the night. Way,
I don't want to.
Do you guys remember Junior Seau being a Miami Dolphin? I do not at all. He was a Dolphin for 2 years in between that stint with the Chargers and the Patriots.
I don't remember it either. Wow. Somebody 408. What if KC moves up and drafts a Penn State tight end?
I could say that about every player in the NFL. I always go, if KC gets their hands on DK Metcalf, he will be the greatest wide receiver of all time.
I feel like Greg Papa with the Chiefs were moving up.
Who's
in the draft,
Andy goes,
and Christian McCaffrey's on the board. He goes, Fat Andy, he's going to get Christian McCaffrey. He's going to get Christian McCaffrey.
Can't call him that.
And then I'm like, dude, and I'm going, man, he had Brian Westbrook. Imagine what he'd do with Christian McCaffrey. And no, it was just Patrick Holmes. And the rest is history.
Oh, who cares?
I need anyone to beat them.
Segment sponsored by Safeway. We'll get back into the playoffs. Last thoughts on the Golden State Warriors college football playoff. Oh, that's plus the phone lines are open. 888-957-9570. Warriors thoughts plus playoff thoughts. We'll get back into our playoff predictions on the other side as we wrap this week up.